Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, Community Radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones here in Half Moon Bay. And this week's financial focus, building your child's education fund one brick at a time. Every solid house starts with a good blueprint and a strong foundation. Saving for a child's education is very similar. College costs can seem daunting. In addition to tuition, you'll need to account for housing and food, books and supplies, transportation and other expenses. The average annual budget at an in-state public university runs around $30,990 today, and a private school is $65,470, according to the College Board. While most families won't pay a college's list price, you'll still want to start saving as early as possible to be ready when your child is. Lay the foundation early. You don't have to wait until you have the perfect set of plans to start building. There are specific accounts designed to save for education, and some do not require a minimum opening deposit. Setting up automatic recurring contributions, even modest ones, lets you build steadily over time without requiring constant attention. As your child ages, look for ways to redirect expenses you no longer have towards that build. For example, daycare costs, which can exceed $1,000 a month, can be shifted into a college savings account once your child enters school. Tax refunds and annual bonuses make excellent additional contributions, and others can pitch in. Instead of birthday or holiday toys, ask grandparents or relatives to contribute directly to a college savings account. Know the size of the house you're building. Families saving for community college, followed by 2 years at a public university, might target around $65,000. Those aiming for 4 years at a public school are looking at roughly $100,000. Whatever the goal, plan for education inflation of about 4% annually, which can roughly double costs over 18 years. You don't have to source all the building materials yourself. Scholarships, grants, student loans, and income from part-time work are all legitimate ways to help finish the structure. Don't let one project consume the whole budget. One risk for parents is pouring so much into the college fund that the retirement fund goes neglected. Remember, loans and grants exist for college, but not for retirement. Striking the right balance may mean targeting a more affordable school, planning to cover only a portion of costs, or adjusting retirement timeliness slightly. Choose the right building materials. For many families, a 529 plan is the right foundation. Earnings grow tax-free, distributions are federally tax-free when used for qualified education expenses, and many states offer additional income tax deductions for contributions. Even better, anyone, such as grandparents or friends, can contribute. Additionally, qualified expenses for a 529 plan go beyond tuition and cover books, computers, internet access, room and board, and more. Vocational and trade schools often qualify too, opening the door to careers in skilled trades, healthcare, and technology. No contractor builds alone. A knowledgeable financial advisor can help you draw up a realistic blueprint and make sure the college project doesn't crowd out the rest of your financial future. The earlier you break ground on that conversation, the stronger the structure will be. This has been Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones here in Half Moon Bay, and this week's Financial Focus.
This content was provided by Edward Jones. For use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 650-726-9133.